Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and happy Friday, everybody. It's your boy DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Grown Sexy. You're tuning in to WBMG Radio with the host. My guest tonight is the one and only LaDonna Marie. LaDonna, you with us tonight?
I am here. Hi.
Hey, LaDonna, thank you so much. A big round of applause for my girl.
Yay, thank you.
She called in like 6:15, just sitting online. I'm online. I'm here, Larry. She was about 6:30. But thank you for being on time, my sister. Anyway, how you been doing? You've been busy.
Everything's going good. You know, I wanted to start 2018 off with a good start, just making sure that I'm out there and my books are out there as well.
Yeah, well, you've definitely been very busy. I've seen the accolades, I've seen the nominations, I've seen the awards, you know, both here in the United States as well as around the world, man. You're doing your thing. You got a lot of people noticing your books and actually recognizing what a phenomenal talent you are. So, you know, kudos to you, baby. Kudos.
Thank you. I have to say that. Thank you. Yay.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
For those who don't know, LaDonna Marie, she's a good friend of the show, good friend of mine. I don't know if this is your second or third time being on here. We've been working together for years. She's been writing books, and I've been promoting her book, you know, starting off with Until Tomorrow Comes. And,
yay.
Oh, God, we'll go through the whole list of books during the show. But, yeah, man, we're like old friends. We actually met down in Atlanta at the First Reader Expo a couple of years ago.
We did. It's the first time meeting you. It was so awesome to be there.
Yeah, you actually shared the table with us, right? I had the publishing table.
Yeah,
you came and shared the table and sold some books, took some pictures, made some friends. I think you met Chris. Chris Henry. Big shout out to Chris Henry. He was out there. Oh, man. Chris Henry, Wahida Clark. Yeah, Chris Henry, Wahida Clark, Tamika Newhouse.
Yeah, we
met
her.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I met Lord Strayhorn. He's very big in New York. He's a numerologist for one of the big radio stations here. I think WBLS at some time. And oh, man, it was just a great event, two-day event. It was fantastic. I had a wonderful
time. It was awesome. Yeah, it was so awesome.
Anyway, you've been very, very busy since then. A few books have been published. By the way, I just got my copy of Larry, the Alligator Makes Friends today. You know, just came in the mail.
Yay! I'm so excited.
And I was like, okay, you got the book.
Yay!
No, it's a children's book, man. But listen, LaDonna, listen, I read children's books. Don't count me out. I read everything, you know.
I know, right?
I read everything. And,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, Larry, you know, I like Larry's style. You know, Larry's cool. He's laid back. You know, he's friendly. You know, he's in the hood and you know, he's really making friends. He likes soccer. He's playing soccer. He's playing basketball.
Yeah.
Larry the Alligator is a fantastic book. Fantastic book. I didn't get a chance to read it, but I'm definitely going to, drop a review on Amazon and Goodreads like I do with
Thank
all of
you.
Your work that I've done. And once again, man, thank you so much, LaDonna, for But a copy of all your books, man. I think I've had everything that you've written pretty much. Well, the stuff that I haven't written probably last year. I think I missed out last year on a few books because I was on injury reserve last year. I had a lot going on and didn't really wasn't able to, you know, be as busy and involved as I would like to be with a lot of the authors that I know and love. You're definitely one of those. But
We know everybody needs a little time to take care, you know, self-care. So I still appreciate you. That's why every time, you know, I get an opportunity, I always want to still reach out and say hi, you know. It's all about our connection, you know even then in 2014 when we met then, you had the children's book you were doing. And I talked about it and just shared my interest in doing it. But, you know, our friendship is important as well. So I'm glad that you have some time to take care of yourself. And you're back out here better than ever.
Yeah, back in New York. You know, we back in New York for good. I've been gone for a little while. Big shout out to New York City, the whole tri-state.
Oh, New York!
Yeah, yo, listen, they hold me down. You know, I was in D.C. You know, I was in D.C. for a few years, Atlanta for a year, South Florida for a couple of years. I'm back in New York,
mm-hmm.
and it's like home, sweet home. There's no place like home. And, you know, big shout out to all my family and friends here in New York that are glad to see me and are anxious and excited, you know, to share my success and see me,
yeah.
you know, do some of the things that I did while I was gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we could talk about me and you all night.
Right.
Or we can talk
so
about
much to say.
We can talk about some of the things that you've done in your career. A lot of people don't know she's an author as well as a poet,
right.
motivational speaker,
yes,
and mentor. You've done a lot for so many people. You're tireless. In your dedication to what you do, and I know you get invited to all kinds of places to do all kinds of things. We'll talk about some of those things you got coming up, but you really do a lot, man. Well, what motivates you at this point in the game? Because you've done a lot, and since I've met you, I've seen a lot of authors, you know, who haven't been writing books, haven't been touring, haven't been doing anything. What's your motivation right now in 2018? You know. Going forward, what's your motivation right now?
My motivation is just to continue to impact people globally. Like I want the same things for people that I meet locally. I want them to be able to my reach to go as far as London, Africa, you know, places that I haven't been before. I haven't done interviews because people all over the world need resiliency skills. They need someone to empower them when they feel like they don't have anyone to empower them. And, you know, since I was 12 years old, that's been the key and the part of my heart is just making a difference and not leaving people the same way I meet them. Or if they can get that book and they don't have a chance to, you know, be in my presence, then they'll get the same thing for me, just empowering them, encouraging them, motivating them to want more, to do better. And so I just want to be able to reach people all around the world. I want, you know, LaDonna Marie to be that name that empowers people to do better. My new slogan for 2018 is Discover the Champion in You, because it took me a while. God had to cultivate me to discover my champion. And now that I know who I am and whose I am, there's no stopping me because I will always be on his team. And he's always going to bless the things that I do because I have the people in mind, like helping them to progress, helping them to move forward. And I think that's a key component in this day and age and just caring about people, showing your love and just being there for them and not always what they can do for you, but what can you give back as far as community and time and hope. And so those are just things that with my books I want to reach people that I can't see and that I won't meet at an engagement, but they can get that book and get the same emphasis that they would if they would meet LaDonna Marie.
Yeah, you know, that's I've never really heard an author or even any type of artist express, you know, that motivation the way you just did. Because, like you said, you can't be everywhere. You can't meet everybody. You can't, you know, do everything. But through your work and your books, you can actually, like, touch people, like you said, all over the world, you know, globally, whether by them reading or hearing you speak, or
right.
Just be coming in contact, you know, with you at some point. Now, a lot of people may not know this, but LaDonna is an international, multi-award winning, best-selling author, writer, poet, and motivational speaker. Listen, if I don't tell them, they won't know. They'll just say, oh, yeah, I've heard of her. Yeah, she won DJ Gatsby's Book Club, you know, Poet of the Year. Or, you know, she you know, was nominated, an honorable mention, for the 2004 Paris Book Festival. or
right.
She was a finalist in the Diva Author Writer for Divas Colors International Award in 2015. There's so many accolades that have came your way. There's so much success that has came your way that it sometimes can overshadow your work.
Right.
You know, I read your books and I follow you, but I'm always amazed when I hear, oh, my God, she got recognized again. Oh, God, she got nominated for this. Oh, she's an honorable mention in the New York Book Festival. She was a Bronze Medal Reader's favorite in 2015 and 16. You know, New England Book Festival honorable mention. The list goes on and on. What that does for me is reaffirms my affirmation when I met you, that you were very talented.
Mm-hmm.
You were very gifted.
Thank you.
And all you needed to do was continue to write. I know you have two wonderful sons. Landon, I forget their names.
Yeah, Landon and Layton. That's right.
Yeah, Landon and Layton. And those two boys were your life. At the time, you were writing. I think you were coming up with success of Until Tomorrow Comes. And you were looking to make a push. But, you know, it was, you know, you were also, you know, very very serious about your boys and making sure you had time to spend it in. And you made that quality time with them. Tell us a bit about your boys and how do they feel about your success? Are they even aware of it?
Oh, yes, they are. They are very aware. And the key to that, and I recognize at the beginning of this, is that I had to include them, you know, in order, because they're on this journey with me and along with me, and they're my legacy, and the things that I do, you know, I want, you know, it to be there when they get older. And so right now, the most important thing is I didn't want to make my writing and everything seem like it was so much more important for my kids, and I'm just being real. And so what I would do is I talk to them. I talk to them about what I do when I'm going places. I talk to them about where I'm going. If it was places that I could go, like small signings, or I remember we went to Georgia to a hat shop and I did a signing, I dressed them up in the nicest, like, two-piece set, and they had their ties on, and they came, and they had their nice, you know, in their jeans. They came with the swagger, but they helped with the cards. They helped line up my books. And so I made it to where it's not just about LaDonna Marie, but it is about Landon and Layton as well. And so they feel, you know, very honored. And I go through every book and I show them where their name is in there, where it says it's dedicated to Landon and Layton. It's dedicated to you all, because they get to see me in, when I'm at home, when I'm writing, or I'm in, like, you know, nerd mode, and I'm thinking and I'm creative. They get to see the behind the scenes, and I also share with them in front of the scenes. And so they love it. They know that I write. You know, my kids, whenever they go places, they will gladly pass out a card and say, my mom is an author. And I feel very honored. And I was going to post it, but some things I just leave, you know, for me. I leave private for me. But my 7-year-old, Layton, is in class, and he had to do an assignment just the other day. And he had to do a poster, you know, about important people or people that have done things in their life. And, you know, of course, he had named his people. And I'm his parent, so I just said, okay, you know, Mommy will help you with your project. But by the time he came back home that night, he said, Mom, I want to put you on the poster. He said, Mom, I want to put you on there, and I want you to, get a picture so I can put you on there. And so I felt very honored. And then he was like, I had to, you know, help him write some sentences, and I gave him some pictures and different things. And then he put a line on there. And the last line he said, and it just brought me to tears, he said, my mom is an author because she believed in herself. And that was his line that he put on there. And, you know, everything else was, I was award winning, and I love to empower people, and I encourage people, and I help to, you know, people to heal. Those were my words. But my son wrote down his last sentence, and I was proud of him because I include them. I don't exclude them, but I include them. And so they get a chance to see what I do, and also their transitions, because I tell them, you can be a non-traditional job or traditional job. But if you're going to do things, just learn what you have to do so you just won't be out there trying to do it. So when I'm being an entrepreneur and when I'm in my lane and I'm showing them how you structure your time, how you give it your all, how you give it your best, and I want those things to carry on to whatever they decide to do in life, be it work for someone else or work on their own, have their own businesses, I want them to be able to know that it's possible, that it's capable, that if you follow your dreams, if you structure and do, you know, work hard, anything is possible with God on your side. And so I love my kids. My kids know how important writing is to me, and also they are as well, just as equal or more.
Wow. Listen, that was deep. Again, I know how proud you are of your boys, and I know how proud they are of you. And I just want to make sure I gave you an opportunity to share how you felt about that. Once again, everybody, it's your boy, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Going to Sexy, the book promoter. We're in the building, WBMG Radio, live Friday night, broadcasting from White Plains, New York. And that's that's right. Yeah, we good. We got the one and only Miss LaDonna Marie. If you don't know,
hey,
now
everybody.
You know. She's an international multi-award-winning best-selling author, poet, and motivational speaker. Real quick, before we start talking about the books, I want to congratulate you on something that I heard about. You told me about this at one time, but you were actually inducted into the Who's Who in Black Mississippi in 2012.
Right. Thank you.
The significance of that is that this happened 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, at the beginning of your success, at the beginning of your career.
Right.
Like, a lot of people didn't even know who you were and what you did, but obviously, you know, the work that you've done and the contribution you've made to the Black community in Mississippi is why you were inducted into the Who's Who.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Now, thank you for just mentioning that, because that just shows the longevity of this thing, the work that you put in. But let me tell you about, let's go back to 2012, because 2012, after my first book, 2010 is when I published my first book. That was like my book baby. And, you know, I was still wet behind the ears. I was like, I was so excited about the book, just happy. And I was doing different things in my community because I was living in Georgia at the time. When I was inducted into the Who's Who in Mississippi, I was living in Georgia. So the people in Mississippi recognized, you know, everything. And so when 2012, that was like when I first started to like go out and speak to different organizations, when, you know, I was doing different things. And so when I got the letter in the mail that said, hey, you've been, you know, nominated and you're going to be, you know, inducted, and I sent myself back, I was just amazed, because I was at the point of just continuing to believe and to continue to just push myself to be better and to be greater and put myself out there. And so it was an honor and a surprise to me, and I gave God all the glory, because I wasn't expecting it. But when I set out to go and, you know, continue to encourage people and to continue to show people that no matter where you're from, small town, big town, wherever you're from, if your dream, if you believe it and you work hard for it, then you can achieve great things. And people were noticing me. You know, the congressman noticed me. He noticed the things that I were doing, and I was excited because I was just doing my, I was in my, working my lane. I was working my gifting, because I knew I wanted to empower people. And so that day was amazing. I came back down to Jackson. I traveled down here. There was like over 50 people. We were all on the program. We got to meet each other. We got to, you know, get our books signed. We took pictures. We had a nice luncheon. They inducted us in. And I was there with judges and teachers and, you know, philanthropists and so many other people, authors and writers and people, you know, teachers, people who were making moves in the community to make sure that Mississippi knew, you know, people knew that we could do anything and that you, as long as you work hard. And so that was an honor to me. It was, like you said, it was at the beginning. I didn't have a book out, but I had that one book. And so that continued to push me forward when I came out with my sophomore book in 2013, Until Tomorrow Comes. I was just feeling like continue to put your best foot forward. You never know who's watching you. You know, just continue to be the best version of yourself each and every day. And so 2012, that put me on the map to just saying, you know, keep doing what you're doing because you're putting out greatness into the world and you're helping other people to be inspired, you know, to know that, hey, this matters. What you write matters. You know, the books matter. Encouraging people matters. And so that was what was important to me because it helped me to realize that what I was doing mattered to the people who were reading it and who were, you know, feeling the accolades and feeling excited along with me.
Yeah. Well, what that really does is that, you know, that congressman, I guess, along with a lot of other people, you know, with that organization or on that board, who makes these choices, saw something in you. They saw greatness, saw something exceptional, phenomenal, and they saw it early on in your career. As you said, that was just when the Until Tomorrow Comes was released around that time. But, you know, I do want to mention a couple of your books, my favorites. Eloquent Love Notes is definitely one of my favorites. Quiet Moments with God. Listen, I follow you. Of course, Lessons, Shattered Pieces, Being Restored is one of my but my all-time favorite book is Until Tomorrow Comes. You got a lot of people noticed you from that book. It kind of is the launching pad or the springboard for your success. Until this day, it's still one of the best books I've ever read.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. Now, I wanted to just go over, because I have to read some of these awards that you've been nominated for. Your book, Larry the Alligator Makes Friends, is Book Excellence Award finalist. Great book. It was an excellent award finalist. You also were an Indie Author Legacy Award finalist for 2017. National Indie Book Awards had you as a book finalist in 2005. Numerous Readers' Favorite Book Awards that you've won, and you continue to just do a great work and, you know, become such an inspiration role model.
Thank you.
And just a champion, you know, for your family, your friends, and your readers and those who follow you. You know, another thing people don't know, I'm just talking about you, but you also have a Bachelor's of Science and an MS, right? Tell us a little bit about that, because a lot of people, you know, are very successful. And education is the key, literacy is the key to a lot of that success. But tell us a little bit about your education and background, because a lot of people may think you're just lucky or you like to read or, you know, you like to write. But you have some letters behind your name, my sister. So tell us a little bit about that, okay?
Okay, thank you. So I have a Bachelor's of Arts in Sociology and Social Work. And, you know, that was the beginning of my deciding that I wanted to, you know, help people. And I wanted to be in the spectrum of helping. I wanted to be in the helping profession. And so that was my bachelor's. And then I have two masters. I have a master's in science and counseling studies with a specialization in counseling. And I also have a master's of arts in professional counseling. And so with these degrees, I mean, I love helping people. It's behind everything that I do with resiliency and helping people to be restored and helping people to grow. You know, you can't actually tell people what to do, but you can help them. That's why self-awareness are things that I deal with all the time, helping people to heal the wounds and become unstuck, you know, helping them to, you know, understand where they got stuck and how they can move through and just through communication. And so that transpires into my book, even into the latest workbook that I did, Rebuilding Fragments, the workbook, because I feel like I just want to help people to move from A to B or A to Z. Because for myself, what God did for me, and he said, as I heal you, your words will help to heal others. And so that's been the story of my life. As he healed me through different situations and different areas of my life, the things that I've been able to help and the things that he downloaded to me firsthand and the things that I've learned with my degrees and working in the field, being that therapist who sat across the room from people coming in to talk about their, you know, their life and about things, helping just to help people, you know, wanting to be in that lane where that I can encourage you to know that, you know, you can do better, or I can, you know, give you a time where something resonated with me and this is how I got through. So just helping them. So my degrees and, you know, in the helping profession just gave that, put fire under the flame of me just being empowered to help people to move forward. And so with the degrees, you know, with therapy, even with Larry the Alligator, Larry the Alligator talks about assertiveness. I know many times when I was working, you know, in my profession, I had to help people be assertive. You know, sometimes they didn't know how to interact with different people. So I use some of the skills that I, you know, I do in my profession and my degree, you know, with some of my books, with different things, even with, you know, young girls who come to me who said that they're being inspired and they've gone through different things and they don't want, you know, they don't know how to get it out or how to say it. Nobody can relate to them. So the way that the characters in Lesson Shadow Pieces have been restored, they told their story. So many of the people who read the books, they can resonate with that story, stand in there, or know that something happened to them or it happened, you know, to somebody that they knew, so they can grow from it. Because what I've learned is a lot of people don't like you to point out things that they do directly, but if they can read it and they can resonate with it and it touches their pain points or it touches the places that they want to grow and they want to, you know, move forward, then they will use that information and, you know, put it to work best for them. And so that's what I do with the books, with everything that I learned with my degrees, just helping people to bounce back, to keep moving, and to rebuild.
Yeah, well, you're doing a great job. I mean, fantastic. I'm sitting here like, wow, is this a LaDonna? I know. And I thought we were laughing and talking about books and having fun and being silly at the expo in Atlanta, but you become so focused. You become so focused, and your ability to articulate, you know, who you are, what you do, what your passion is, and, you know, what drives you. It is amazing. It is amazing.
Thank
Once again, everybody, WBNG Radio, Charles DJ Gaffney. We're here with award-winning author LaDonna Marie. I want to say congratulations to you on a couple of things. First of all, congratulations on the feature in Swagonet. I saw that online.
Thank
also,
you.
Congratulations on being the cover of the new Book Lovers magazine from WBMG Publishing. You know, and you know, you know how we do over there. So congratulations on that. Also, I want to wish you the best of luck in these other two awards that you've been nominated for. I think the first one is the Divas of Color, Fifth Annual International Women's Awards. That's going to be held on March 25th. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You deserve the win. I know you're honored to be nominated with such a gifted group of ladies. But congratulations, you know, you're a winner in my book,
so
and just bring the trophy back home, just bring it back, you know, then
yes.
Go there and do what you do. Yeah.
Thank
you. Also, for you guys that are out there, you have a brunch and writing class coming up June 1st in 2018.
Yes.
That information is on your Facebook page. It's a great, great group of people that are there. This is in Atlanta, am I correct?
It's going to be in Atlanta.
Okay. So you can get more information about that, but it's June 1st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., you know, the brunch and writing class with you and a host of other talented people. LaDonna, man, our time is almost up. You know I love you. It's always a blessing whenever I speak to you, whether it's on the radio or when we chat on the phone. Thanks for being a part of my Black History Month book promotion. I'm working with five talented authors.
Braxton,
he has a book out called In Love with a Goon. Of course, I'm working with you and your book, Larry Dowd, Gotta Make Friends. My old friend Ben Burgess and his book, Black and White. Sid Aki Stevens and her book, Only Stupidity, as well as Denise Bryson and her book, In the Footsteps of a Killer. Those are all five books that Gassy, the book promoter, as well as WBMG Media Group, are featuring for Black History Month. And
yes.
Thank you guys so much, man. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you for all you do.
Well, you know, I'm trying, man. I'm trying to use the gifts that God has given me to the best of my ability to, you know, enlighten, encourage, and inspire everybody I come
Yay!
In contact with, whether it's in person, whether it's, you know, on social media, or through my radio show,
yes.
or even the TV shows that I did. You know, it's all love, and I'm just trying to give back and share
yes.
these gifts that I have. Yeah. Tell us where they can find you on social media, if they give us a website to buy your books and things like that.
Okay. Well, first off, I just want to say I appreciate you always so much for what you do. So you can follow me, everyone. You can follow me on my social media. My fan page is www.facebook.com/LaDonnaMC. That's my fan page, but it's LaDonna Marie Books. If you just look it up on Facebook, it's LaDonna Marie Books. My website is www.LaDonnaMarie.org. And also on my page, you can just find LaDonna Marie. I'm on Facebook and anything else, Instagram and Google Plus. I am LMB, which is LaDonna Marie Books _poetry. That's where it all began, and I'll be doing many more. So just contact me, and my books are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere you can type in LaDonna Marie, you can find them. But I would love for you to go to my website because I'm sending out autographed books. I have the code February FEB 2018 right now for free shipping, so you can get a book autographed shipped to your home.
Wow.
Thank you so
All
much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you got it right there, the one and only Mr. Donna Marie.
Woo!
Thank you so much for blessing the WBMG radio show with your presence. It's always a pleasure.
You're welcome.
You know, give my regards to those two handsome and charismatic young boys of yours.
I will.
And again, like I said, much success in all that you do. And whether it's your personal life or your books or your motivational speaking, just much success. I'm praying for you, you know, that you continue to do the work, you know, that you know, God has blessed you to be able to do so skillfully.
Thank you.
But like I said, at the end of the show, promise me you'll come
All
back
right.
on.
I will talk
to you again.
I will come back. I will.
And
Thank you so much. I can't
wait to see you. Maybe I'll catch you at some place. I know you're all over the place.
I'm going to have to
Maybe
come
I'll
to New York. How about that?
I'm going
to have to come to New York. So we'll catch
There's
up.
There's a lot of festivals. There's a lot of book festivals, a lot of literary events, Harlem Book Fair, Brooklyn Book Festival. There's a lot going on here. Whenever you're on the East Coast, you know, hit me up. You know, I got you. We can
we can
chop it up and continue what we do, which is, you know, talk about literacy and education and the art of writing in the Black community.
That's right.
All right?
All right.
Love you, LaDonna, everybody. Good night. Don't forget to join DJ Gaffey, WBMG Radio, every Friday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Blog Talk Radio. All right, LaDonna, take care and have a blessed night and a wonderful weekend.
All right. Peace and blessings, everybody.
You too. Bye-bye.
Can't tell me nothing, bossed up and not changed again. shook. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked. Huh. Run from dollar bills and I be popping rubber bands. Do no sense, tell me while I do my money dance. Like, hey. Stretching on the gram like, hey. Hit that little John, okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, we dripping the finesse and getting paid.
Ow. Ooh, don't we look good together? There's a reason why they watch all night.